Wisconsin health officials are spelling out the details of a warning from Governor Tony Evers that COVID-19 deaths in Wisconsin could reach 5,000 by the end of the year. 62 deaths were added to the state's toll yesterday, putting Wisconsin nearly halfway to that 5,000 total. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has this report.
Evers said Tuesday night that projections from the University of Washington indicate that based on current data, approximately 5,000 Wisconsinites could die from COVID-19 by January 1st if no further actions are taken to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The state's current reported death toll is 2,457. During a Wisconsin Health News Forum yesterday, Dr. Ryan Westergaard of the State Department of Health Services said he's worried about the healthcare system becoming overwhelmed. Westergaard says the system could lose its current ability to help many seriously ill COVID patients recover through evidence-based strategies that require intensive care units and well-equipped resources.
So we're very close to a tipping point, and I think right now all the hospitals are strained, and it's causing a lot of stress on healthcare workers and leaders. But the case fatality rate has remained kind of low relative to what we've seen elsewhere. But there is a real danger where this could get much worse quickly. And that tipping point is when we stop being able to save everyone who gets severely ill.
Eric Borgerding says he's also concerned about healthcare providers. He's CEO of the Wisconsin Hospital Association and says he doesn't necessarily mean a shortage of rooms.
If that were just the issue, if we could solve our capacity issues by simply expanding beds or other types of physical capacity, I think this wouldn't be as much of a problem as it is. The problem is you have to be able to staff those beds. And that is truly what is one of the most significant concerns I'm hearing about regularly.
Borgerding says there are hundreds and maybe thousands of healthcare workers off the front lines right now because they have COVID-19 or have been exposed to it in the community and need to quarantine. Health officials say they haven't given up hope that more people will take precautions against the virus, such as wearing a mask, practicing social distancing, and staying home as much as possible. Kirsten Johnson directs the Washington Ozaukee Public Health Department. Johnson says there may be an odd upside to the current COVID-19 surge.
You know, early on, the message wasn't resonating with people because they didn't know anyone who was positive. They didn't know anyone who had become critically ill. It hadn't impacted them personally. I think we're reaching a point where almost everyone knows someone who's become sick. A lot of people know people who've become critically ill. A lot of people know people who've become hospitalized. And I think I'm hoping that will have an impact on people's behavior.
Eric Borgerding of the Hospital Association says it would help if state leaders portrayed unity on COVID-19.
Around a message and messages aimed at, number one, taking COVID very seriously and come together and speak with one voice as much as possible on those steps and those precautions that we all need to be taking.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's reached out to Governor Evers, a Democrat, to talk about COVID-19. But GOP State Senator Dewey Strobel, who represents 5 counties north of Milwaukee, says Evers should stop fear-mongering about the coronavirus and trust citizens to keep themselves safe. A state website says the virus has killed 53 people in Washington County, 28 more in Ozaukee County. Borgerding of the Hospital Association says he's talking with some legislative leaders about faster discharge of patients who have returned to health yet may not be able to go back to long-term care housing. He says there's a chance of finding a little bit of common ground at the state capitol as new COVID cases are topping 7,000 a day, about equal to the population of Fox Point. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.